boom, 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 boom,
internet, internet, internet podcast, internet, internet, internet podcast. Listen to it, listen to it, listen to it, podcast. Internet, internet, internet podcast.
It's 1422 somewhere on the internet, and you're listening to The Fraudcast, the world's only 100% improvised public radio parody. A look at fake art, fake music, and fake people in the real world.
Good morning, this is Morning Stories. I'm Rob Edwards, and this is Morning Stories, but first, headlines on Morning Stories. But first, headlines. The economic crisis has seemed to rise as the United States Judiciary Committee went to a strip club. But first, headlines.
Donkey, donkey, elephant, 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 bunny rabbit. Politics.
I've lost my USB stick. But first, headlines.
Scientists in Tokyo has isolated an isotope.
Business up front, party in the rear. But first, headlines. But first, headlines.
I'm Syl Williams, and welcome to the ground. Your weekly look at what we find on the ground. This week we found something that's pretty cool. With me, joining me in the studio today, joining me is a really underground band, Bloody Clavicle. It's good to have you guys.
It's an honor to be here. Thank you.
You guys hail from Sacramento, California. Mm-hmm. And your first LP, Bleed Like Me, was an underground success. Tell us about your second album and what it means to come out on the national scene.
Well, with Bleed Like Me, we were like, you know what every human being has in common? Mm-hmm. A period. Mm-hmm. So that's why it did so successfully, because every last human being on the planet has a period. No, don't nobody want to talk about it.
No.
So, you know, that's where that was coming from.
That was basically the message of that album, is that we all bleed.
Danny, you come from a very interesting background. You were Harvard educated.
Yeah, believe it or not.
Accountant.
Yep.
Before meeting Jaquia.
Yes.
And falling in love with both the music and the woman, I understand.
Yeah, it's amazing. Took my breath away. I was down at the Safeway to buy some foot powder, and she was working behind the counter, and she kind of gave me some lip, you know, because she does that.
Yeah. You can't get shit 2-for-1 just because it says so on your coupon. That does not make it 2-for-1.
Of course.
I make it 2-for-1.
Of course.
2-for-1 foot powder.
It's been pretty inspiring for me to read the internet bulletins about you. The internet appears to, how do you say, be sipping the haterade about you guys, not really appreciating your music.
Said sipping haterade. You said sipping the haterade. You said, meanwhile, you saw old sipping the haterade.
Yeah. She's the sass mouth I was talking about. She just has it. She's chock full of it.
What?
Nothing, dear.
You're listening to PRO. We now pause for a station identification.
P-R-O. Syl Williams with The Ground.
So, you know, when we fell in love, what are we talking about?
We're talking about your second album.
Nope. When we fell in love, I was all like, give me stuff. He was like, okay.
So no. I bought her a car.
Yeah. So then I got mad, you know, because I did not know how to drive at the time.
Which and I didn't know. So
he
I
did not
it,
know
I
that.
Know.
So it was not his fault when he got that ass beat. And because I thought, you know, oh, you trying to show how smart you are. Yeah, you could drive and I can't and count and read speedometers and whatnot, you know. But that doesn't make you smarter than me. So I punched him.
Yeah, yeah. And that was where our second collaboration came from. So thank you for giving me that car. I'm going to punch your ass in the face.
Do you have a clip of that?
Oh, sure. Yeah, I bet.
Vroom, vroom, motherfucker.
I bought you a car. Hey, I bought you a
vroom,
car.
Vroom, vroom, motherfucker.
I bought you a car. Hey, I bought
vroom,
you
vroom,
a car.
Vroom, 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 motherfucker.
I bought you a car. So why are you punching me in my face?
Syl Williams with the ground. Guys, I have been inspired by both your clearly in love in real life, and but also on wax. Talk about your latest
the
love.
The fuck is wax?
I mean, on vinyl, on the album.
Oh, because I do wax.
Great. That's great.
Yeah, I insist upon it.
Excellent. Now, you've thrown most of your personal fortune into this project.
Yeah, pretty much.
How is it working out so far?
Well, so far we haven't exactly made money, but that's okay because we're going to.
Because we are changing the way of marketing, you mm-hmm. know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, it's different with us because when I was a kid, my friend Toronto had come up missing, and then he was on milk cartons, and I was like, that's advertising. So put my face, okay, on a bunch of milk cartons and be like, what's missing for you? Some funk. And then, you know, that was one of our marketing campaigns.
Which quite controversial because you did tie up some resources of the Sacramento Police Department. They did look for you.
Yeah.
They found me every day.
48 states went on Amber Alert.
Mm-hmm.
48.
And everywhere I went, people was like, oh, there you are. And I was like, bitch, I ain't missing.
Now, the music hasn't sold as well as you'd hoped. This
well, because basically we were given away for free on the internet. We didn't quite understand that we weren't going to get paid if we put it out there. You know, so you make mistakes. You make mistakes.
Well, what holds the future does.
What? What'd you just say?
Huh?
I said, what holds the future does.
What?
What does that mean?
Do I get a prize if I figure this out?
It's just a question.
It's backwards. Ooh, you have that backwards disease
what
where you can't
the future does?
Breathe. Or your Yoda.
What holds the future does? That hurts my head.
Bloody Clavicle, thank you. You guys want to, do you want to play us out?
Yep, let's do it.
You know what I like most about you?
What's that, baby?
It's your face.
Yeah, that's real nice.
I love your face.
Yeah, you said that. I got that.
I take a look at you while you're looking back at me.
Yeah.
Your beautiful, beautiful face is the only thing I see.
Yeah, you like my face, good.
Or when I think about you, I think about your smile.
Yeah, that's nice.
Don't you know, baby? It drives me wild.
You talk about my face again.
Beautiful face, your facey, 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 face, face. I wanna grab it with both hands and smack it all over the place. I love your facey, face, face.
Yeah, I got it, baby. That's cool. You like my face. That's real nice. Now, how about we talk about something else for a while? Like, I don't know, the weather.
That face right there.
Okay.
Look at me with that face.
Yep.
Don't look away from me.
Let's go get some coffee, baby.
I'll punch you in the face.
Please, don't. Stop
right
hitting
in
me.
Your face.
Yeah, oh, that's right. Okay, here we go, baby.
Face!
Damn it.
Support for PRO comes from our listeners and Washi's Restaurant.
In part by a grant from the Archibald Archdiocese Foundation.
And in part by a generous grant from the Post-it Company.
And a grant from the Schmoll Family Tumblers Association, tumbling since 2003.
Wholesale murder of old. The Danny Foundation.
And a grant from the Chubb Foundation, giving Chubbs since 2006.
This has been the Fraudcast. Thanks for listening. Check us out on the worldwide interplace at www.fraudcast.wordpress.com or subscribe to us on iTunes. iTunes. It's the thing that you have on your computer. Everyone's got it. Love you lots, and see you next time.